Okay, let's try and move a drop forward. Resh Mem Gimel. So we spoke about being given the opportunity because of our Tzelem Elokim to be Boirei Olamos or Machri Olamos. Dafka through the Surim, the Heder, the lack, the same as the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world and gave us the opportunity to Boirei Olamos only through creating a void, allowing evil into the world, if you want to put it that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yotze Yesh Me'ayin, he gave us that opportunity, he gives that opportunity to create Yesh Me'ayin. Dafka through the Yisurim, dafka through the difficulties, that's where you express and activate and actualize your Tzelem Elokim. Reish Mem Gimel, Ata Novid Heitev Es Mamoro Shel Bal HaTanya. Fifty years of dvekas in Torah. We know what that is. No, we don't really know what that is, but we know what that is. But that can't bring you to a level of dvekas or kodesh boch like kabbalas yisurim ba'ava. That sounds a bit exaggerated. It sounds a bit strange. What's the reason? In the midst of Yusurim, that is Dveikus, if you know what to do with it. Because that's where you have the opportunity to be exactly like Hashem, which is what we said is Dveikus, Dimyon. Torah and mitzvahs is a means to bring you to Dveikus. Well, Metzias, I had here Dveikus Hatzpah. That reality, that symptom, that reality of Cholol, that's Dveikus itself. That's where you can be Makayim Torah and Mitzvahs. That's where you got the opportunity to be Dovok in HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Ahava Dafkin in the Yisurim. Let's bring a very fantasy type of motion. The talents when you can claim as Mukhona, I must to Gellis Lahatich, Metachot Shono to Lahoifchen Lialumim. Today they have such a thing. It's not so. Today you can make genuine diamonds in a factory. So imagine you had a machine that can take very cheap raw materials and make it into a diamond. Mukhona Fasosekas Bahafich of Zahav Lialumim. There's one machine that takes diamonds. Takes gold and makes it into diamonds. It happens very quickly. But the raw materials are very expensive and not so easy to come by. But you get diamonds very quick. There's another machine that takes quite long and it's hard work to produce the goods. Take a bit of cheap metal, whatever, you take a bit of paper, whatever, and it makes diamonds. It takes a lot of work and it takes a long time. Now, if you do mashpah, you go down to the local path and you can make diamonds. Nishar is a shayla. Now, you have to make a business decision, yeah? Lo net nelanu is damnut la, so is sois. Beis mechona nipcha, you get to choose to buy one machine. Which one do you buy?
First time,
okay. Kimaskil. El Nachon Yivcha Bo Eis Mokhona Metzeres Yalami Bashva. A Baal Seichel, let's see what the Sefer says. A Baal Seichel, if it takes 1,000 years, you wouldn't buy anyone. Why bother? I'm saying, no, come on. It's a fantasy model, so you could make it a year, let's say. Another one takes a week, this takes a year. The bottom line is those who want to get the benefits of the muscle world and those who want what?
Muscle could also be, you didn't ask enough. You assumed and it's 1,000 years.
Excuse me, 1 second. This is a muscle. What do you do with a muscle? You extract a nimshel using your das. Not every prat has to fit. Okay. כל מסכיל או נכון יפה בו איזה מכון המצרס ילדים מאשפה. אמנם תהליך הוא ארוך ומגיע. פשוט it's going to take a long time and it's going to be very hard. אבל הוא שווה. חיים הגולם זמין בכל שעה. He has raw material as much as he wants. וניתן לייצא ממנו כמיות אדירית של יעלומים ללא הגבלו. And he has infinite amount of damage to make. Because he has no limitations on his raw materials. אכן הדברים הם מעמוקים והם בואים מקשויינר של אילו. For sure, what we're discussing here is very deep and it goes all the way back to my subgrations. אנחנו ננסה לתת למשמעות מעשית. Let's try and bring them to some kind of practical application. ודורש עוברי, יש כוחס הנפש עמוקים ועיתונים. האמונה ובתוכן היו נטועים באופן טבעי בנפושס וגם עמידס היו מיוחדויס. Earlier generations were very in touch with their spiritual dimension. They were deep people. Emunah and Betochen was much more prevalent just at a natural level. And their midas were anybody who even knew Jews just from the previous generation. You grew up in South Africa, you were very fortunate because you knew Jews that hadn't changed that much. You were very much still like Jews in the previous generation in terms of midas. And you would be היה מגיע לכלל כעס, היה יכולים לעבור זמן, זמן, זמנים טובה. Before person lost his temper, got angry, could take in a long time. רק עניונים מיוחדים באמס, היו עלולים להוציא עוד מקלוב. You had to really, really be something worthwhile. An old Jew in South Africa told me, money is never worth getting upset about. Never, ever worth getting upset about money. זה לא שפר. Not a from Jew, but a Jew. Money, you get upset about money, you get your heartbeat changed because of money? What's wrong with you? Ain't about this. It's positive. Positive. Show me somebody here that doesn't get a bit upset about check bounces or, you know, get upset. There had to be something really, really serious before God's heartbeat would change. That was of Moshe. Anybody heard of Moshe's little zespit yesterday for aversions at some? Mamush Kedah to listen to. When Moshe commanded Aaron to light them, this is not just the vodka water. When Moshe commanded Aaron, Shem commanded Moshe to command Aaron to light the menorah. So Aaron's about to light the menorah, yeah? What's Kashet Tziva Moshe? Because I'll say, Shvochel Shal Aaron. You know what the phrase of Aaron was? Shelo Shino. It didn't change anything. Wow. I'm so happy. I thought Aaron was going to do, you know, he wasn't going to do exactly, you know, the reform rabbi Aaron, so he wasn't going to do what Moshe told him to do. Aaron lost Shina, that's praise of Aaron, that he did what Moshe told him to do. That's the praise. Said to Moshe, Hillel, you know what it means? Aaron never changed. He didn't even change the halacha. He himself never changed. His heartbeat didn't zazz. He's about to do like the menorah, the first person. He was chosen, the Kohen Gadol, to light the menorah, to bring the Or HaShem into the world. He went about doing it with the same emotion, the same ketzev, the same as he would have done anything. What's all the hype? You have a job to do the job. What's with all the emotion? We don't get this at all. The generation can't hear what's being said anymore. We've lost the ears to hear this. Rav Avigdom, I know you don't. That's what I just said. I just said, you don't have the ears. Do you hear what I'm saying? Rav Avigdor had said in Slobodka when they davened, there was no emotion at all. It was kulu seichel. Kulu seichel. Rosh Hashanah people cried. But any other, this is hard for this generation to hear. We resist it. We fight it. We want the hype. We want the doing. You know, rev yourself up. Avoid us alive. What's life? Translate life. Your mind. Famous son of Bobas translates as duties of the mind. This thing here doesn't have much shoppers. Your emotions have to be controlled by the seichel as well. When you're feeling an emotion, the emotion has to be driven by the mind, not by what you're feeling. One sec, I'm just telling you what the Rosh Yeshiva said yesterday. Roshino Aaron. Aaron was the same person when he had a problem, when he didn't have a problem, when he was lying on the beach, when he was dealing with problems, when he was at the bank manager. Who at small loshina klum zeshvachvishal? His seichel was ruling and controlling everything that he had to be dealing with. And anyone that's ever been with a godel beast rail, certainly if you ever watched a Gershon, ever, Didn't matter what was going on around him. She was poised, in control, never revved up. Well, I've got to do this, and I have to, and I must be this. Well, I just, what do I have to do? Go about doing it quietly, whatever. What you're feeling inside, your emotions. Are funny, you'd control of your emotions. You go to a wedding, who's more simcha at a wedding than the Rosh Hashiva? Go to a levaya, who's more in touch with the pain in the tzad, in the bottle? But it's being driven by the seichel, not by the emotion. Good question. Good question. You have to learn. All I'm pointing out is that was the whole essence of Shlevot. That's the whole essence of the avoid of Musa that we do. Is to get the seichel ruling the emotions and not the other way. From loud or whatever, but he himself said that in davening in Slobodka, sight. There was no emotion. There was no, it was kulu seichel. That's Torah. Torah has no emotion. If there's any emotion in your Torah, it's not Torah. Torah is kulu seichel, transcends emotion and the gears completely. The Torah is Hashem, and there's no emotion in Hashem. Hashem doesn't have any emotional moments. Kulu seichel. I told you, this generation has a hard time hearing this. Very hard. Even the Hasidim say this, by the way. Kulu seichel. Now you allow the seichel to control your emotions. And what do we don't suppress our emotions? You have to feel what you're supposed to feel, but you're feeling what you're supposed to feel because that's what you're supposed to be feeling. Anyway, that's what he said. That's what he said. Anybody in Europe knew that that was mamash. Shaloshina, shaloshina. You're doing what you're doing because you're never Hashem. Whatever Hashem tells you to do, you do. Why should your heart be changed? Anyway, back to our subject.
Morning.
Lo kein ata bedoreinu. Kasher rabo yatir des vayisurim v'gam koiches hanefesh v'aguf nechloshu. Today, as the problems get worse and the difficulties and the solutions become less and less available, and our koiches hanefesh yoyred chus lo oinah. The koiches hanefesh and the guf en lanu koyach anymore. Yudi oimed kama pamim beyom bifnei nishenes kashim shel kas v'od v'od. Person stands many times in the day with terrible nishenes of anger, each according to his level of intensity. If he understands what's going on, uses his seichel a little bit to engrave on his mind the knowledge that right now he has in his hand a machine. He has a machine that is capable of creating diamonds from every piece of garbage that's lying in front of you. The dafka ahead of us, the sorin, yoy chaylim liyoyz menutzalim al yidei ha'odom, b'kol rega, l'man afichos som liyalumim. There are people that take trash and turn it into gold. There are people that take gold and turn it into trash. You choose. You choose. Dafka here. In this moment, that's where your greatness is. Yudim b'doreinu ovru, b'doiris ovroi, chai b'anias with the chakas atzuma. They lived with terrible poverty. Ulam dover ze lo hitrid otam ve lo asiach es daitam mitafkidom ha'ikri ala admois. They didn't move them away until the First World War anyway. Didn't move them away from why they were here. They knew what they were living for and they knew what they had to do. And the poverty was a problem you had to deal with, but it wasn't something that threw you off. And there was that felt it was very good for them. There were those that were very worried that if they had wealth here, it was taken away from their schar in olam haba, so better to be poor here. There were others that knew that wealth is not always a big brocha. Better not to have wealth. Every little panosa problem we have, I can't learn, I can't think, I don't know what I'm going to do. He comes home and he kicks the dog and bites his wife and he is, because what happened? If a person will just make a little effort, a little bit, In those moments, you're creating Yesh Miayin. Yesh Miayin Kipshutoi. In that lack, in that dark space, I thank you, Hashem, because you afflicted me. Because that affliction, that darkness, that was the Yeshua. That's where the Yeshua bursts forth from. That's our tafkid in the world, is to take that voyage, that tzimtzum, and create and bring all Hashem into it. That stuff to the work. Where there's Yisurim, Hina Hizdamnut, he has the opportunity. Even just a little bit. Even a little bit. You'll do just, you'll mitkabe for 1 minute. Big. Zachin Eliyah is bonus shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramayza de Kathir. How often do we stop and think about that? That we merited to be one of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tafkideni yeis hashagririm v'haymetzagim shel Hashem b'kol ha'olam kulo. And our job is to be a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's representatives, to be his ambassadors in the world. V'nei kesheb'eis ha'migdash omed al tiloi, hu'ayatal talpiyat l'kol ha'olam v'olamim. When the Beis HaMikdash stood, Hashem's light shone through the whole world. From there, that was where the Kiddush Hashem flowed from. Uketfilos Hashem Shlomo HaMelech, Sheneem Rukh Shibonu HaBais, Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, shed a tefillah. The people still, the goyim that still know about this thing, they still come and daven at the Koisel, you know that. The goyim that still come to the Koisel. Japanese, Koreans, they know about this tefillah. We've forgotten it, but they still know it. Gamala Nochria Shelo Me'amcha Yisraelu. Shlomo said, and even the goy that comes, who's not from your nation of Israel, what's that word? Shmadoi. Leman Shimcho, maybe, I don't know, it's a printing error. Leman Shimcho, he comes from a very far place for your name. He is more than Shimcha Gadol, Vesyot Chazok, Vesluna Tua, Ubovali Palel. He'll hear about all your great wondrous things, Hashem, and he'll come to daven at this house. And you'll listen to him, and he'll do whatever he davens for this guy. So that all the nations of the world will know your name. And that everyone will know that this is your name is called on this house that you built, etc., etc. What was he saying, Batutsa? When a guy comes to daven at the Beis HaMikdash, give him what he wants, what he's asking for, because that's the Kiddush Hashem. Times I don't have that. If I'm going to go to daven for you, so you have to daven for yourself, you're not always going to get what you want, like we saw earlier. But a guy, he comes from Japan with his 16 cameras and he stands at the Koisel and he davens, he knows that's why he's there. What's he doing there? Because he knows about this tefillah of Shlomo Melech. He knows that a goy comes to daven, he gets answered straight away, so that the world should know that it's a Kodesh Baruch who runs the world. That's when we had a Beis HaMikdash. Enormous Kiddush Hashem in the world because of that. Ulam the daven leiv, lo zachinu v'Beis HaMikdash nechrorof, Beis HaMikdash einainu. Klal Yisrael now has a new, each individual Jew has a new job. Let's say legalut, we go into galus, legalot. Same word, interesting, eh? Galus and to reveal is the same word. Klal Yisrael gets sent into every corner of the world, and there we have to be Makar Hashem Shemayim. And the Farsim Hashem, and that's why Jews have gone to every corner of the world to mafasim and Hashem in the world. Ulam yesh nedat. The pirsum giloi kovad Hashem ba'olam einu rak lo rak lerechov lereichav. Sorry, you have to know that the publication and the revelation of kovad Hashem in the world is not just lereichav. And a gam la'imek doesn't just mean to spread it out far and wide. It also has to go deep. Tafkidenu l'nagot l'fasim asanunu b'Hashem gam b'makoymus ha'shreinim v'ha'nemuchim b'yoysa. We have to go to the lowest, lowest places to megalur it there. Makoymus ha'nadorim kimat l'gamres or Hashem, places where there's no light of Hashem kimat anymore. B'kach anu yoytskim es ha'yisoydos l'baneinu. You're building the foundations of the third base Hamikdash. Where? Davka, where there's no light. That's the whole story of Hanukkah. You know that. Where do you light your menorah? Under 10 tvachim, on the left side. What's under 10 tvachim? Shchina lo yared tachas asari. The Shchina doesn't go there. It's a place that's totally lacking of light. On the left side, always the kochis of tumah, always the side of div. That's where you light the menorah. Why? Because that's where you megala the oragonus is dafka in those low places. Misava kodesh bochu dira betachtoni. Hashem wants you to understand that the bottom of your feet are connected to the yud kevav. To be a big spiritual angel and be a malach or whatever, that anyone can do. That's not hard. But to go into the deepest recesses of your own dark places, where the yitzurim are, where the difficulties, the struggles are, that's when you makadosh shem shemayim. That's when you bring up the shechina and you raise it. That's the avoiding. To be a malach is easy. To be a human being with struggles and difficulties, and especially in this world, that's pitch black out there. Remember Rabbi Yossi? Remember Rabbi Yossi? Let's see if anybody remembers Rabbi Yossi. Machlekas Robert and Ula on the one hand, and Rabbi Yossi on the other. Robin would have said that Mashiach come, but I don't want to be there to see it. Rav Yossi said, let him come and I will dwell. But Sina did lalim shel hachamor, the shadow of the excrement of his donkey. What's the machlekes here? So Rav Yossi is describing what the generation before Mashiach is going to look like. You're going to be the shadow where there's no light. That's what a shadow is, right? What's creating that shadow? What's hiding the light? The excrement of the donkey. The donkey represents choymrius, gashmius. Not the gashmius is the problem anymore. The excrement of the gashmius is the problem. What the goyma vomited out already and knows not worthwhile, we go and lap up. The worst of what the goyisha world has to do, we imitate and copy and want. The way he said, you're living in that world. Robo said, we can't. We don't have the survival in that world. How are you going to generate kedusha? How are you going to do anything in a world like that? Rabbi Yossi says, let him come and I'll sit there. What's Rabbi Yossi say? Robin Ulu, we understand. He wants to live in, I'd rather live with Shlomo Melech, said the Beis HaMikdash is there. And you walk outside and you see miracles, and I call this Nevi'im, and I call Tov. Live today. Rabbi Yossi says, yeah, let him come. What's the machlekes? We saw it earlier in the Sefer. Ulu and Rav are holding Ba'al Sekai. You want to generate Kedusha? You have to go out and you have to work very hard. It's not easy to create Kedusha. Very hard to be a Rebbe Kiva Eger. You have to forget about sleeping and eating and holidays and whatever. You have to sit down. You have to really work. You sit in Ponovich for 85 years, you become a Rebbe. He never left Ponovich for 85 years. Never. He went into the Bocha and he left, preparing Myra McComas in intensive care for the shear that he was going to give that day. He dropped it while he was preparing Mara Bakoyimus to give care from intensive care. That you want to be great. That's what you got to do. So how many people can do that tonight? What does Rabbi Yossi say? There's another way to become great. Sumera. I know. You know how many seductions there are from the street today that detract you from your real mission in the world. You may not be able to write Chidusha Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Akiva never had to say no to the things we have to say no to. He was never challenged by the things that challenge us day in and day out, but trying to distract us from our mission. You want to be great today, says Rabbi Yossi? Just say no. Learn how to say no. That's the void of today. The void of today is to generate Kedusha by the Sumera. That's the void of today. And there's plenty things to say no to. Not so simple to say yes ever. very difficult, dark world we live in. And that's the world Hashem created, because that's where you become great. And that's how you mefasin HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. He told us a story once. He was on a flight somewhere, and the flight got delayed and whatever. They put up him in a hotel. He was in somewhere, I don't know, in Bangkok or whatever, in a hotel. It was very late and he was tired. You know, when you get off a flight, you get on a flight, your flight gets delayed. You're exhausted. It was like 11 o'clock at night. I came into the hotel room and he said he realized he hadn't done the daf. So, take out the Gemara. He wants you to go to sleep. He hasn't done the daf. Takes the Gemara, starts learning, falls asleep. He told us the story, yeah, many times. Fall asleep. He said, Mamash, he had finished the daf. He was Mamash finished. He said, my father, my grandfather, they used to have a whole day of work in the factory. In the factory, they were big businessmen. They used to come home late at night. They used to learn through the night and then go down at night. They were machabas farim. They were talmud chachamim. And they worked the whole day. He said, I can't even just learn daf yomi. What can I give you, Hashem? And he said, he looked up and he saw a big screen on the wall. And next to him was the remote control. And he thought to himself, you know what? You're tired. You're not learning anyway, you know? Not to look at anything wrong, but just to see the news, maybe, whatever. And then he said, no, I can't give you what my grandparents gave me, Hashem, but I'll give you something they couldn't give you. Yeah, I'm giving you the remote. I'm not going to push the button. And he threw the remote to the other side of the room, and he fell asleep learning daf yomi, but he gave Hashem the remote. Rabbi Akiva Eiger couldn't give Hashem the remote. Rav Pinkus used to say, if they asked him one day, why weren't you as great as Rabbi Akiva, he would have said, if Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger had to walk through Times Square. He also wouldn't have been Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I have to live in Times Square and be Rabbi Akiva Eiger? I can't. But I can be as great as him by walking through Times Square and saying no. I give Hashem the remote. I can't give him Machidush HaTorah. But my father couldn't give him this machine. This machine is not a posh challenge. It's not a simple challenge, that little button. The whole world in the palm of your hand, you're connected to the entire sila de glile de chamayra in your back, in your pocket. And you say no, that generates an enormous amount of kedusha in the world. That's where our greatness. Dafke in the header, that's what the Yisurim are about. Okay, to be continued.